The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, depending on your time zone. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 21st day of March, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the National Intelligence Report. This is John Moore. I'm substituting for Mr. Stattmiller. I'm not sure what John's doing. I think he may be training for the Ironman competition. I heard that rumor, which may or may not be true, but regardless, I'm sitting in here tonight. If you don't know who I am, I've been with Republic Broadcasting, I believe, longer than anybody except Mr. Stattmiller. I believe this is year number 12 for me. I was just trying to think about that before the show started. My show is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time at Republic Broadcasting. This is a live call-in show, so if you have a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to call in here at 800-313-9443. Looking at some of the news here on different sources, a lot going on. The president continues to be in the news every day. I think he's been in the news every day since he took office. The big news today, of course, is, well, there's two things. The replacement for Obamacare, which I quite frankly have not read the details, but it needs to be replaced. Of course, the government, the federal government, I should say, has no business being involved in health care for citizens of this country. They simply don't. They do have a legitimate involvement with veterans because, of their status as being veterans. That's the only legitimate involvement with health care that the federal government should have is that involvement. The downfall of most democracies for the last 2,000 plus years has been the following. When the people figure out how they can get money out of the public treasury, that's caused the downfall of pretty much every democracy the last 2,000 years. The founding fathers wanted nothing to do with democracy. They did not hold democracy in high regard. They thought democracy was a bad idea. And they did everything they could to prevent this new country they were creating from being a democracy or becoming a democracy. Well, beginning with the Lincoln administration, actually going back to following Andy Jackson. And I understand President Trump has visited President Jackson's grave, of all things. I'm not sure. I'm not aware of any other president having done that. I'm sure there have been, but I'm not aware of it. Now, with the exception of what Andy Jackson did to the Native Americans, which was horrific and unconstitutional and uncalled for, I think Andy Jackson was one of our better presidents. Regardless, let's look at some of the things that have been changed to make this country become a democracy. When they changed the Constitution to have direct election of United States senators, that was a massive change right there. The founding fathers understood that they had to have accountability to the state, to the states, with these senators. The senators were supposed to, and here's the breakdown. The congressmen, the representatives, were to represent the people and the senators were supposed to represent the interests of the states. That was the way it was supposed to work. And the senators were basically elected by their state legislatures and served at the pleasure of the state legislatures to go to Washington, D.C. and represent the interests of the state, which worked fine until they changed the Constitution following World War I, I believe it was, when they put that amendment in there to call for direct election of senators by the general population. Massive mistake. Huge mistake. Should not have happened. Needs to be changed back. The likelihood of that happening is pretty slim. The media would scream about the rights of the people to elect these senators, and it would be, and of course that's what they want, because when they're elected by the people, they're not accountable to anybody except those who donate the most money. That's who they're accountable to. Representatives, congressmen, not so much. Clearly and obviously, they still answer to their big donors. Of course they do, because they want the money to keep rolling in, on one hand. On the other, many of these congressional districts, especially in the urban areas, are fairly small and fairly compact and fairly easy to swing one way or another. Other congressional districts can take up the better part of a state, especially out west, where they have low population states. So the congressmen are a lot more in tune to the desires of their constituents. The senators really don't need to be. Not really. They don't really need to be. The Constitution was written properly, does not need to be changed. These calls for a constitutional convention are uncalled for, unnecessary. There are a lot of well-meaning people who think it would be a dandy idea to change the Constitution. There's nothing, the current one we have is not broken. If they followed certain things, our country would be far better off. And my premise is the following. If they won't follow the Constitution as it's currently written, why in the world would they follow a new Constitution? Well, nobody can answer that question, because obviously they won't and they wouldn't. Let's look at Article 1, Section 8. Now, James Madison was the author of most of the Constitution. He begins Article 1, Section 8 with what's now being called a clause, where the introductory sentence talks about the general welfare of the state. And for well more than a century, congressmen have been using that opening phrase and addressing it as a clause. Well, thank goodness James Madison decided to go back and run for Congress, and he was in Congress. I'm going to say around 1816, 1817. He was getting up there in years, obviously. But they were already doing it back then, referring to that introductory phrase as a clause. And basically he chewed out the members of Congress, the House and Senate both, but mostly the House, because that's where all money spending bills have to originate, is from the House of Representatives. And I can paraphrase what he said. Gentlemen, if I meant that to be a clause, giving you authority to spend anything you damn well please for the general welfare of the state, of the people, why in the world would I list these 18 things, and I forget it's 18 or 19, I'll have my Constitution in front of me, why would I list those 18 things that you can spend money on specifically? Why would I do that? Well, obviously he did that for a reason. The money spending authority is the change, a big part of the change, I should say, that should bind Congress and restrict Congress. Most of the money spent by the United States Congress is unconstitutional because it does not conform with Article 1, Section 8. So you look at the $20 trillion that this country has in terms of debt and unfunded liabilities. It's probably even a lot more than that if you start figuring the future of Medicare and Medicaid, which is really going to bankrupt the country. The overwhelming majority of that $20 trillion has no constitutional authority to be spent in the first place. Congressmen don't want to hear this. They want to be able to spend money like it's going out of style. They do. They want to, and they do that. Majority of them. I recall reading that Ron Paul had a little coalition going when he was in Congress. Of course, he's no longer in Congress. Of about 20 or so, give or take a few, it was 20, 24, something like that, congressmen, congresswomen, that they agreed to do the right thing and vote in compliance with Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, which meant they vote against almost all spending bills, since almost none of them are in compliance with Article 1, Section 8. Almost none of them. It's a shame where we've got to, but that's where we are. Donald Trump is aware of all the things I'm talking about. Of course he is. He's a very bright guy. He's surrounded by very bright men and women who have excellent educations. Many of them older men and women who have lived a lot of life. And of course they know about these things. What can they do about it? What in the world can I do about it? This monster has been created and has to be fed. If they fail to feed the monster, there's a lot of people who are receiving these entitlements and benefits who will be really, really angry. Angry to the point of social disorder. Of course they will be. Because now they know that that's their money and they're entitled to it, and don't try to tell them anything different. So it's not going to change. That's not going to change. The prospect of Medicare and Medicaid and Supplemental Security Income, which is money paid out of Social Security to people who never paid into it in the first place, those three things by themselves will bankrupt the country. Just look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Look at the demographics. Look at the actuarial tables. Those things will bankrupt the country unless something dramatic is done to change it. You and I can't do anything to stop that or change it. What are we? I refer to myself as a barefoot peasant here in the hill, in barefoot hillbilly here in the Ozark Mountains. No, I can't change it. Unless some of you listening happen to be in a position of trust and authority to do something, as far as Congress is concerned, none of you can change it either. So what can you do? Well, you can be aware of these matters and then take your own personal measures and steps to be independent of what is inevitable. It is inevitable that the economy of the United States of America cannot go on spending like it's spending. You probably hear, of course, we all hear about the historically low interest rates that are being paid by the Fed for Treasury notes, Treasury bills, these bonds that they sell to finance the debt, historically low dollar amounts on home loans. Well, there's a reason for that. There's a very good reason for it. Janet Yellen, the woman in charge of the Fed, she knows that if the interest rate for the money they borrow, the Treasury bonds, Treasury bills, if it went up even 0.5%, it would bankrupt the country because there would not be enough income from all sources to even pay the interest, let alone pay the principal. And that's the end right there. That means you're bankrupt. When you can no longer service your debt, you're bankrupt. She knows that. I know it. Now you know it. And every banker and finance person on the planet knows it. That's where we are. That's why they can't raise interest rates. They talk about raising interest rates a quarter of a point. It's major news. Why in the world is that major news? Raising interest rates 1.25%. It's major news because of the insanely high level of debt that's being serviced by the federal government of the United States. Insanely high. So when I say take charge of your own future, prepare, what does that mean? Well, if you're a regular listener to my show on 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you know that I talk a lot about preparedness. I talk a lot about being independent of the powers that be. And it's going to be different things for different people. Many people are tied to densely populated urban areas because of their employment. Other reasons, but employment would be one a big reason. Family obligations, social obligations. But what I advocate is people that somehow, some way, become part of a hobby farm. Now, just what is a hobby farm? That's a agricultural pursuit where the products that are grown, whether it's fruits or vegetables or chickens or eggs or dairy, whatever it might be, they're primarily grown for consumption by the people that are working there and living there, as opposed to being grown for a business. Now, granted, if you have extra eggs, of course you sell the extra eggs. If you have extra tomatoes, you sell the extra tomatoes. But that's not the primary objective of a hobby farm. The primary objective of a hobby farm is to grow food for consumption on the premises. So what's it going to look like? Well, it's going to depend on where you are and what your skill level is and obviously how much money you have to spend. A lot of you say, well, I can't do that, John. Well, maybe you can't. What I'm going to suggest is you find somebody who can or already is, ideally, and work out an arrangement, work out an agreement where you contribute either money or your hours of work or both to become part of the hobby farm. Your contribution is something the owners of the farm would, I'm sure, be glad to have and welcome, because there's always a shortage of those two things, money and labor at any hobby farm. It may take some networking. It may take some diligence. You know, you need to find a hobby farm where they're looking for the kind of help that you're willing to give. You need to have some compatibility with the people that own the place. Obviously, that's going to be a very necessary thing. But once you've found that hobby farm that you can become part of, well, then that should give you some peace of mind, knowing that you can contribute labor, you can contribute money, and in return have fresh produce, vegetables, fruit, eggs, dairy products maybe some grains, in exchange for your labor and your money. In addition, something you need to really, really look at is having that hobby farm be a safe haven for you and your family, where you have a cabin or RV there, some form of housing for yourself and your family. That would be ideal, wouldn't it? We're taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Our first caller here is Clint in Texas. Good morning. Good afternoon, Clint.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the things that they call entitlements, like Social Security. Yeah. Now,
Social Security is not an entitlement unless you're getting SSI, which is Supplemental Security.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make is that had I have put, you know, what I put into the Social Security system and what my employers did when I was employed, and when I was self-employed, then I paid both halves. But at any rate, I would be drawing, with just an average annuity, more than twice what the maximum for Social Security is.
That's right.
Till I was age 96. So the government stole all the money.
That's right.
It's called theft by conversion. That's what that is. It's very frustrating to hear these people talking about Social Security being, just an entitlement. No, it's not. We paid for it, and we expect to get something out of it. But they're stealing it so fast that it started back in LBJ time.
Or during the Vietnam War. That's right.
Right.
Anything else, Clint? We got a break.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We got a break. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of March, taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Next, we go to John in Chicago. Good afternoon, John.
Oh, there we go. Hey, John.
Okay, go ahead.
How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. What's on my mind is this whole thing with the repeal and replace Obamacare, like you were saying, Social Security, Medicare, those two major programs, this Obamacare, this is just the third major entitlement program passed by this government, and I think that's what they did to bail out the bankrupted Social Security and Medicare, because they're going to go bust. It doesn't matter if they change it to Ryan Care or Trump Care, whatever. They knew when they passed this thing, it's just going to be reaching into our paychecks once again. So a guy like Trump could come along and raise the minimum wage to this whole country to $15 an hour, but they're going to get this next entitlement, and they're going to reach in our paychecks and take another 7% forever. I think that's a scam. So I think this show that's going on now between hardcore heritage fiscal conservative Republicans and I think this whole thing's a joke. This entitlement's not going anywhere. They passed it, and if it's in the insurance companies collecting the tax for the government, turn them into utilities, whatever they're doing, it's not going anywhere.
I got a follow-up on what you just said, John. Parts of the country where they already have the $15 an hour minimum wage, there's been an unintended consequence. the employees, when they get these almost double their pay, they start demanding to have more time off, because if they worked 40 hours a week, they would lose their other entitlements, such as the food stamps. So it's a double whammy for the employers. They not only have to pay nearly twice as much for the employees, they have to hire more employees to make up for the ones that can no longer work 40 hours a week. It's pretty strange, isn't it?
Well, there was another thing, too, that there was under Obama, there was a tax credit given out, $1,500 tax credit given out to people that would hire workers. And I got a job in a millwork shop part-time, like 15, 20 hours a week. And basically, right, if I made $3,000 a year, the government was paying for half of it. So this didn't cost this guy anything. So, I mean, it's all the same crony thing. It's just money moving around in a washing machine. And then they act like it's an economy. Right. Another funny part of the economy is I have a family member that works for one of the major four accounting firms, like KPMG. And what happens is the government imposes a harm, like a $6 million audit, on a major company like General Motors or something. And then they hire this accounting firm to come in and mitigate the damage. So what will happen is they'll impose a $6 million audit, like the state of Pennsylvania will just impose an audit on a big company. They'll pay $250,000 to KPMG to come in, knock the fine down to $600,000, and they get paid $250,000 to do that. It produces nothing. It's a joke. There's people with master's degrees that come out of these Ivy League universities or whatever, Notre Dame or whatever, and they work for these firms. It's unsustainable, and the money just goes around and around in a circle, and people act like there's a real economy out there.
Right, right. Well, a lot of smoke and mirrors going on there, isn't there, John?
You got it. Well, I'll tell you, in my latest purchase, I just bought a High Point carbine 40 millimeter for $310. Not a bad.
Well, I don't particularly care for their pistols, but I'm interested in shooting their carbine just to see what the trigger's like, because it would be an interesting exercise for me. You had a chance to shoot it yet? Have you had a chance to shoot it yet?
I haven't. I just bought 250 rounds. And we'll take it out to the range when it gets a little warmer up here.
Okay, well, warm weather's coming. Good. Have fun with that. Good luck with it.
All right. I also have a Mosin T-53. That thing will knock you back a little bit.
Yeah, it's just slightly more powerful than a 30-06. It's a hard-hitting old round. Yep.
Yeah. All right, John. Good talking to you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call. And call number is 800-313-9443. For you listeners who don't know me, don't know my bio, I am a combat veteran of Vietnam, where I flew 57 combat missions along with being an intelligence analyst at the same time and walking patrol at night alone outside the wire. The Army rented space for us and we had a building and had a wire perimeter and fences, but we had to walk guard duty outside the wire every night to make sure that the Viet Cong weren't putting in bombs next to our building, which they had done in the past. Spent most of my adult life as a criminal defense investigator, private investigator, paralegal, doing. And we have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of March. Got a caller off air asking about Nibiru, Wormwood, Planet X. I've spent a lot of time on that topic, going back to late spring, early summer of the year 2000, when I was first, the topic was first brought to my attention by two friends of mine, independent researchers. There's literally thousands of men and women all over the planet that spend an extraordinary amount of time searching the skies, looking at images taken by other people, people claiming they've got photographs and video of Planet X here and there, which, when you first get involved, at least for myself, that first 6 or 8 months especially, I really, really wanted to see this thing. In fact, I was pretty ignorant of the true nature of astronomy involving Planet X, that I scheduled time at a private observatory, a private astronomical observatory here in Missouri. And it was a long night because it was a almost 2-hour drive to get to the darn thing. And the driveway getting there was hardly a driveway. It was more of a old logging road. And of course, we didn't see it. For a number of reasons. First of all, in the northern hemisphere. Second, we didn't have the proper imaging. If we're in the southern hemisphere, there's only, as far as I know, 1 month a year when you can see it with the naked eye, that month being June. The rest of the year you need to be able to see in the ultraviolet light spectrum, which none of these imaging, these photographs that we're seeing on the internet are taken in the infrared light spectrum. They simply aren't. People are always asking about a date. Now, there's a certain type of person who's asking about a date and a time frame. That's people who are not prepared. Now, when the Navy told these men, and of course the Navy didn't mention anything about Nibiru, Planet X, Wormwood. All the Navy told these men in these classified briefings was the following. Gentlemen, in your lifetimes, these oceans are going to come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. So when it comes time to retire, you just might want to retire to one of the known safe havens, the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks being one of them, which literally many thousands of Navy veterans have done, by the way. Many thousands. So here's the typical military retirees between 40 and 45 years old, typically, could be older. These are pretty young men and women. So they retire. They pick a community that they like in the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks. They buy their 5 acres or 10 or 20 or whatever it is, and they move there. Usually they'll start a second career, and they start their hobby farm. They're not concerned about a date. I'm not concerned about a date. A date means nothing to me. A date means nothing to these Navy veterans for the following reason. Once you're living that lifestyle of being prepared and doing everything you can right now and in the future, then a date no longer has any relevance for you. It simply does not. A date has a relevance for people who are not living that lifestyle and aren't prepared. That's who it has relevance for, which is a lot of people. It's most people, quite frankly. Of course, hardly anybody knows about this issue in terms of general public. I would say 1 or 2% have any real working knowledge of the 10th planet and what it means and what it's going to do. But that's who's concerned about a time frame. That's who's concerned about a date, is people who are not prepared. And that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? If you're not prepared for something, you'd be worried about it happening. If I didn't have car insurance, I'd be awfully concerned about having an automobile accident. If I didn't have homeowner's insurance, I'd be awfully concerned about something happening to my home, a lot more so than I would normally. So it makes perfect sense. Of course, it's human nature to be worried about something you're not prepared for. If I didn't have a spare tire in the trunk of my car, I'd be worried about having a flat tire. But I have a spare tire in the trunk of my car, so I'm not worried about having a flat tire. It's no longer an issue. You need to educate yourself. Now, I know we have a lot of listeners that aren't used to going to my website. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Something we've come across, and I can't take personal credit for this, it's been my listeners who found these things. We've now found two movies and one TV show that have maps of North America with new coastlines. The first one, and these are, we got the images of two of these screen captures on my website, by the way, at thelibertyman.com. Let's see, I'll go there right now so I can help you guys navigate and find that. Thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side, and it should be popping up here soon. And you'll find the references. The earlier one is 1957. A TV show. It was hugely popular at the time. Let's see. Well, it's hard to do two things at once, isn't it? The TV show was Highway Patrol, starring Broderick Crawford. And the episode was titled Dead Hunter. Dead, D-E-A-D, Dead Hunter. So Crawford's in the office of a petroleum company, and he's talking to a petroleum executive. And here we are. Scroll down here where it says Global sea rise level, global sea level rise, coincidence or foreshadow. On the back, on the wall behind Crawford in this oil executive's office is a 3x5 foot black and white map of North America with new coastlines, almost a exact duplicate of the one that's on my DVD at my website, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. I worked with three veterans to recreate the map that they started showing these veterans in 1979. The other screen capture above it, image one, it's the first Godfather movie, which was, I believe, 1972 or 73. The Godfather is having a meeting with a high-level Vatican official in the Vatican, a room that's maybe 1,200 or 1,600 years old, 18-foot ceilings, and the walls have these maps of the world on them, including North America with new coastlines. And then just last week, I got a caller from a man in Texas, and Mississippi. And he found a more recent film, Superman Returns, which was released in 2006. Now, I found one image on there at the 1 hour, 26 minute mark. Apparently, there's another image of North America with new coastlines as well that I have not yet located. We're going to be working with my webmaster to locate these frames and get these screen captures and get them posted on my website. And I got a standing offer to my listeners, the following standing offer. Now, keep in mind, the last 6 years, there's been hundreds of thousands of hours of TV shows and movies. Hundreds of thousands. The offer is to find more images, more of these maps. In return, as my thank you, I will give you your choice of any of my DVDs. I will mail it to you. If you can find another one of these maps, now if they did it once, if they did it twice, if they did it three times, why not 9, 10, or 12, or 15 times? Why not? Why not? It's really, it's evidence of a very important and very significant nature, I believe, that the powers that be took the time to place these images going back to 1957, where literally millions of people. Now, for youngsters out there, in 1957, we had three networks. CBS, NBC, and ABC. That was it. Any given time during broadcast hours, they didn't broadcast 24 hours a day, by the way, back then. They started whatever time it was in the morning, 5 or 6 a.m., and go until 11 o'clock or midnight, whatever it was. Maybe a little bit later. But that TV show, Highway Patrol, had tens of millions of Americans watching it every episode. It was hugely popular. You look at it now, it's kind of corny with the acting and the photography and so forth, black and white. But, you know, back then, it was hugely popular. Now, those of you who listen to alternative media, you've heard a number of times that there's a compulsion on the part of the powers that be to have them give us warnings about what's going to happen in the future. And that's what this is. They've been giving us these warnings now for 60 years. 1957, 60 years ago. But this is what's coming at us. It's only been since 1979 that they knew exactly where Planet X was. They had a pretty good idea. Now, most of astronomy is not looking through telescopes. Most of astronomy is mathematics. Clearly and obviously, they look through telescopes to take photographs through telescopes, but astronomers are mathematicians. That's what they are. My friend Professor McKinney, he's a credentialed astrophysicist. He's also a highly credentialed mathematics instructor. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. Very bright guy, obviously. Because of their mathematical calculations, they knew a century ago, more or less, where Planet X was from their mathematical calculations. Pioneer 10 space probe went out in 1979 and found it. They knew what part of space to go looking in. They've known that since the early part of the 20th century. They went out and they found it. When my two friends told me about Planet X and the consequences of it passing through our solar system, I politely listened. I thought, man, you guys need tinfoil hats really bad. This is really wild stuff. But I took notes, and I approached a friend of mine who's connected to lettered agencies. I said, hey, can you check this out? He said, John, I think you need a tinfoil hat. But he went ahead and checked it out anyway. He got back with me about a month later. He says, John, I've known about this since 1979. I've been getting ready for it since 1979. Yes, it is real. You were right. This is the real deal. That would have been early summer 2000, 17 years ago. But something else along the way has happened. Now, if you're listening to the news, you may have heard that Pentagon officials expressing their concern over climate change. Well, here's what they're concerned over. It's a free download at my website. If you scroll down the right side to free downloads, let's see. Free downloads right there on the right side. I click on that. And actually, we don't click on that. Let's go back. Right below free downloads, it says the Gulf Stream has stopped, current map. That's part of it. So under free downloads, we have a 20-page paper. Here's the title of it. It's a real catchy title. This is paid for with your tax dollars, by the way, with the Department of Defense. An abrupt climate change scenario and its implications for United States national security. These two authors, Mr. Schwartz and Mr. Randall, were hired by the Department of Defense probably in 2001 or 2002. I don't know how long it took them to publish this, but it was published in October 2003. And it's 22 pages. Now, these generals at the Pentagon are not going to talk about this paper. You need to read this paper. There's two premises in the paper, two premises about two future scenarios. The first scenario, the Gulf Stream slowing down dramatically and the consequences of that, number one. Number two, the Gulf Stream stopping completely and the consequences of that. Now, I first became aware of this paper about a year later in 2004. And by then, the Gulf Stream had slowed down dramatically. It had lost officially about 30-35% of its mass and velocity. The Gulf Stream, by the way, was given its name by Benjamin Franklin. It's also called by the scientists the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor. Warm water coming out of the Caribbean and used to be out of the Gulf of Mexico, going up the east coast of Florida, past Georgia, past South Carolina, gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, starts going east by northeast. There's another link at my website to the U.S. Navy. It publishes a brand new map every 24 hours of ocean surface temperatures, which, of course, includes the Gulf Stream. Now, there's still a Gulf Stream. It still gets to Cape Hatteras. It still goes towards England, Ireland, Scotland for maybe 300-400 miles. It does a little loop-de-loop, peters out, and that's it. That's it. In this paper, this is not some internet fantasy. This is paid for with your tax dollars by the Department of Defense. They say that if the Gulf Stream was to stop, it would mean mass famine. It would mean war. It would mean mass migrations of tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people. And here's something else that's not being talked about. These Syrian refugees. You hear they're refugees of war. Well, that's part of it. They're economic refugees, war refugees. In addition, what's not being talked about publicly is the worst drought in Syria, in that part of the world, not just Syria, but the surrounding areas, the worst drought in 900 years, which, of course, it's collapsed the agricultural part of that economy. Of course it has. They're still growing food, but not nearly what they need to be growing. The economic sector of their economy is in complete collapse and disarray. And that, if that happens to any country, of course there's going to be issues. Of course there will be. You need to read this paper. You need to print it out. Once I found out the Gulf Stream had in fact stopped, and it did in fact stop June 12, 2010, I knew that would change everything. We got a break coming up. We got a caller on hold. Let's see if we can get to the caller before the break. Dave in Nevada. Good morning. Good afternoon, Dave.
How you doing, John?
Really good.
Good. I just have a couple of kind of speculative questions for you because you seem to have your finger on the pulse all the time. What do you think is the likelihood of World War III happening this year, number one? And number two, what do you think of the current situation going on with North Korea, and what do you think is going to happen with that?
Well, actually, they're both tied together. Both the answers are actually tied together. North Korea is a client state of China, always has been. It's foolish to believe otherwise. North Korea will be used, if war happens, they will be used as China as a proxy to have the excuses to not blame China. You want to hold on to the break here, Dave?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here sitting in for John Stapp from Miller Public Broadcasting. Dave, I'm going to combine a couple of things here to really answer your question. The powers that be know that what's coming at us in terms of violent climate change will preclude the possibility of conducting war. They'll be shut down also. What they want to do, their goal is to have their shiny new world order finished, complete, and in place before everything gets shut down by the violent climate change and rising ocean levels. So that gives them some incentive to move ahead rather quickly to complete their shiny new world order, have whatever war that they're going to have, and get that thing done. Now, North Korea has a satellite that passes over the United States twice a day. We don't know what's in that thing. If there's a big enough nuclear device and it was set off, it could shut down most, if not all, of the power grid in the United States, which would knock us out of any ability to make war of any consequence, because the government, the military, would be dealing with starving people in this country as opposed to running off someplace to start a war. And we'd be defeated without a shot being fired, quite frankly, if the power grid went down. Most military installations depend on the civilian power grid to operate. They have command and control facilities that have independent power, but the majority of military bases don't. They depend on the civilian power grid. So it's a very likely thing. I can't say it's going to happen. I'm going to say it certainly is a possibility. The goals of international communism to rule the world have never changed since 1917. They still intend to do that, and all the pieces are in place. So one would be wise to put that into the mix when it comes to their personal preparedness, I think, Dave. Anything else?
I just wanted to get your take. So you feel that it's a preemptive strike would be highly likely due to their going to according their plans.
It would be the smart thing to do. And yeah. We may never know who did it. We may never know who did
right.
it. It may be blamed on North Korea, may be blamed on Iran, may be blamed on China, but we may never know who did it. We're going to be struggling to find clean water and food. We're not going to be worried about who set off that nuke 300 miles up above Kansas.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, Dave.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome to call in. We don't have much time before the top of the hour break, but the call in number is 800-313-9443. The introductory part of this paper, Abrupt Climate Change Scenario, it's very important. The first sentence here is to get your attention. The purpose of this report is to imagine the unthinkable, to push the boundaries of current research on climate change so we may better understand the potential implications on United States national security. Now, they have an introductory paragraph. This is the executive summary. These 22 pages are the executive summary, is what this is. Now, to write this paper, these two men, Mr. Randall and Mr. Schwartz, they interviewed scientists, they interviewed economists, they interviewed agricultural experts, people who understood geopolitical matters, all those things, in order to put this paper together. A lot of work goes into these 22 pages. But here's the first paragraph. I'm not going to read any more of it than just the first paragraph. And I'm not even going to do that right now because we got a break. Stay tuned. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.